Yeah, hey, Bill. Randy Moss had some comments yesterday that he felt like he was unwanted in New England. I guess, A, were you surprised to hear that, and B, have you gotten that feeling from him personally at all?
He's never said anything like that to me. You know, since the day he's walked in here, he's been obviously a productive, excellent player for us and a very professional player. And, you know, I feel really good about our relationship with Randy, and that's what we're, you know, that's how I feel.
Bill, every year, I mean, obviously Tom is, you know, pretty good or whatever. But every year, I'm sure he comes into camp with things to work
this
on.
Has to be seen Ian.
What's that?
No, go ahead. Sorry.
We've seen him do like a towel drill sometimes, and he's worked on, you know, talked about working on various fundamentals. How have you seen him improve, or have you seen his game been refined this year in camp at all?
We spend a lot of time in the off season, you know, talking about things we can do to improve our mechanics, and early in training camp is a time when you really can, and also in minicamp to a certain extent, is a time when you can really spend time on those things. And so I think we're always exploring ways to become more sound mechanically, both with Tom, Brian, and any other quarterback we've had in here. So, you know, I think for the 2 years, or I guess it's, you know, going into the second year that I've been around him, yeah, we have always improved a little bit on footwork, throwing motion, things like that, and that's something that you can always work on and you should work on a daily basis.
When you took the job here, was the possibility of working with Brady one of the reasons?
I took the job here because I felt like it was a great opportunity for myself and my family, from a professional standpoint of, you know, when you get into coaching, I'm the type of guy that wanted to be associated and work for, you know, the best, the highest level, and that's why I came here. I came here to work for Bill Belichick and to work for this organization and learn as much as I could from guys that I respected a great deal. And wanted to work for. So that's really the reason I came here.
Hey, Bill, Karen Garigian. Knowing now that Randy has come out with these remarks about feeling unwanted here, might there be some concern going forward about any carryover on the field?
Again, Karen, you know, Randy has never said anything like that to me, and again, I'll say what I said in the beginning. As far as practice and games and professionalism and the way he carries himself in the building and the things that he does for the young players and us as coaches, I have a tremendous amount of respect for the guy. I have a good relationship with the guy. It's a very open relationship. As do a lot of the coaches around here, and you know, until he says otherwise to me, I feel that way about him, and I'm glad he's here, and I'm glad he's a part of our team, and he's a big part of our team.
Great, thank you.
I'm curious, Bill, is there anything that jumps out at you about the Bengals as far as, you know, how they attack an offense or certain, you know, facets of their defense that maybe is a little more difficult to handle?
Yeah, they do a great job on all three downs. Their secondary is very talented. Both corners were first round draft picks, really good ball skills. Both safeties are very smart and instinctive players. The three linebackers that play in the 4-3 are, you know, excellent, tough, aggressive, smart players. The front four is very explosive and tough. They do things scheme-wise on all three downs that you know, we have to be really prepared for, and that's what we've been preparing for over the last few days and studying during the off season, and now we've got to, you know, put it all together starting today, tomorrow in practice, and put it out there on Sunday. But they're an excellent team that we have a lot of respect for, and it's going to be a tough game on Sunday.
Do you know if you guys will have Edelman on Sunday? And if you don't, what is the next option? I mean, is there a guy who best replicates what he does out there?
You'd have to ask somebody else about Edelman's availability. I'm, you know, coaching the guys that are out there, and as far as, you know, how we replicate and all those types of things, we don't, you know, again, the next guy steps up or whoever the package is. You know, we use a lot of different personnel groupings, so it's hard to, we never say, hey, this guy's got to replicate this guy. You know, each guy is individual, and we try to, you know, work to the strengths of each individual player in the running game and the passing game, and that's what we'll do this week.
Bill, how good are their cornerbacks or their secondary?
I think they're a very talented secondary. I think both corners, Hall and Jonathan Joseph, and obviously three, I should say, with Pac-Man in there. He's played a ton in the preseason. I think they are excellent cover corners. They have excellent ball skills. They have a lot of experience in the league, and you know, they're good players. And the two safeties, obviously Crocker and Roy Williams, have a lot of experience in the league and are excellent aggressive players, but also can play in the deep part of the field, have good range, and so we have a lot of respect for their secondary and what they can do.
A couple final questions.
Hey Bill, how does Pac-Man now look compared to what he had been before?
He's playing well. He's played a lot for him in the preseason, and he comes in there and their substituted personnel grouping. You know, when they go nickel, he comes in there and plays corner, and I think he's picked up right where he left off.
Is he primarily playing inside for them?
He plays all over the place.
Okay.
And a final question? All right, well, thanks, guys. Thanks, Coach. We'll
Thank
see you.
You
guys tomorrow.